Sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. I told you last week that media is ignoring the fact that not only did the Turkish Air Force shoot down a Syrian fighter jet, but that Turkey did so in an area where Al-Qaeda is attempting to gain control of a key northern Syrian border crossing. Well, now comes a new revelation. An audio recording of a phone call between high-level Turkish authorities, including the foreign minister, the head of Turkish intelligence, the undersecretary of foreign ministry, and a general. The conversation, which has been translated into English, appears to include statements by the head of intelligence to use Al-Qaeda to create a false flag to send troops into Syria. Reuters news agency, which examined that recording, said it could not verify its authenticity, but it was potentially the most damaging purported leak so far, as it does appear to be a bugging of a highly confidential conversation among top leaders. Justification can be created, they say, to take Syrian land north of Apello, where a tomb, Suleiman Shah, is located. So how has Turkey's government responded to this supposed leak? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. How has Turkey's government responded to a supposed leak of high-level officials working with Al-Qaeda to overthrow Syria? By blocking YouTube from the entire country, which apparently didn't work very well. Officially, the Turkish authorities have said the only thing this recording actually proves is that they are making plans to protect Turkish land if necessary. But they've also threatened to throw into prison the traitor who leaked the phone call. This story proves once again that the case for war can be made through false flag operations and through propaganda. But thanks to new media, we might have insight into those kinds of operations like we never have before. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
And hello and welcome back to Republic Broadcasting and John Stadmiller's show. I'm not John Stadmiller. John is out doing what John does, which is wear way too many hats, trying to do way too many things to get Republic Broadcasting stronger, better every day. I know they're dealing with upgrading of their servers, which is thanks to you who donate and support Republic Broadcasting. We're able to finally start upgrading some of our hardware so we can improve our service to our listeners and our fans and our supporters here. So we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan the man is in the control room, and already we have a caller on the line, Steve in Florida. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
When I think about of the story of what we had here in Florida, the cop responding to the jewelry store robbery and him slipping the $8,000 watch into his pocket, when I think about the implications of that, I really get aggravated, because that cop knew full well that he was on tape when he did that. And obviously he didn't go there by himself. So whatever cop or cops were with him saw him do that. He just unfortunately, by a fluke, got caught doing it. So it just tells me that that's probably pretty pervasive within that police department.
Well, I think it's pervasive in all police departments. My half-brother is a former L.A. County sheriff, and he used to tell me stories all the time about how they just sort of help themselves to things as they go along, and especially when they're dealing with an investigation into a robbery or burglary, they figure the owner of the establishment is just going to put everything on the insurance claim anyway. What is really amazing is that this police officer apparently was unconcerned that if he suddenly starts showing up at the policeman's ball wearing an $8,000 wristwatch that people weren't going to notice and ask questions. I mean, I have a real hard time. $8,000 for a wristwatch? You can buy a car for that. I mean, I'm perfectly happy with my little Casio.
Well, Mike, the thing of it is, he thought everybody was going to shut up about it. And, you know, maybe he was not that likable or whatever with the good old boys there, and somebody squealed on him. But, you know, it's just the implications of that are just annoying.
Well, the police officer was flat out wrong to do it. He's setting a poor example for other police officers and for young people who might want to get into police work. But again, the issue is, what is it that's so attractive about having an $8,000 wristwatch? And I understand it's all about status, and we know up in Wall Street, they've got wristwatches in the stores, you know, with gyro stabilized flywheel movement from France that go for like $150,000, and it feeds their ego to have that. But it's certainly not something anybody really needs. You can't justify that theft on the basis of, oh, my goodness, he needed a wristwatch to get to his next appointment. And our entire society is so caught up in images and illusions of status that it does poison a lot of the American character, not just the police officers but the bankers. And, well, TSA workers, they've been caught stealing stuff out of luggage. A lot of it, jewelry items they really shouldn't dare wearing in public because they couldn't afford to buy that on a TSA salary. But we're just so brainwashed into wanting these wearable symbols of status, and thank goodness I outgrew that. I mean, I used to be kind of that way, not obsessive. My wife gave me this Casio. I absolutely love it. It sets the time automatically on radio, and that's all I really need. And I'm fine with it. I'm absolutely fine with it.
Can I add one more thing to that, Mike?
Well,
that is terribly stupid of him to ruin his entire career over a wristwatch. But I thought, well, the TSA will always hire him.
Yes, they will. Yes, there's always a great future in airport security. All right, well, listen.
You know, he's one of them.
Yeah, he'll fit right in over there at the TSA. I mean, we've got a huge problem here at the Honolulu Airport, and because of the union that they all belong to, it's almost impossible to fire them. They just get reassigned to, other duties away from the crotch grabbing and whatnot. It is a big problem where people in uniforms wearing badges think that they're above the law and that they're part of that predatory culture on the rest of us. And again, it was really stupid for this officer to do, both because he did lose his police career, and second of all, because when you're taking an $8,000 wristwatch, it's not something you're ever going to be able to wear out in public. I guess he was going to keep it in a little box in his bedroom, and late at night when he was all alone, he would fondle it and, you know, get excited and so forth and so on. But it really is very, very ridiculous for him to have done that.
But in full view of surveillance cameras that he should have known were there.
Well, as you say,
you can't make it up, like George Galloway would say. They can't make it up.
He probably just figured that, the owner of the jewelry store would look the other way and, again, just put it onto the insurance claim, and that would be the end of it. And obviously he was wrong, this kid. And it is up to ordinary citizens to hold the police to account. That's why they're trying to stop people with cell phone cameras and video cameras, even though the courts have repeatedly ruled that police out in public doing their public duty on the public tax dollar have no legitimate expectation of privacy. And there's been another case here where somebody was arrested, and the police charged him with taking unauthorized photos. I don't think there actually is such a law. But the police will just make up whatever, and they send him to jail, and the judge kicks him loose a few days later. But it's harassment, because the police want to be able to go on abusing the American people with impunity, and they just make up stuff, and they engage in fraud. Somebody did a study one time saying that the police really don't know the letter of the law, partly because Congress and the state legislatures are always changing the law, and that when they're dealing with the citizenry, they'll just make up stuff in their own head to try and get you to go along with it, with whatever they're doing. And we need to know the letter of the Constitution, and we've got to hold the police to the letter of the Constitution. And if he says there's a law that allows me to do this, remember this, United States Supreme Court ruled in Madison versus Marbury that laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. So if you're up there saying, Mr. Police Officer, that you've got a law saying that you can violate the Fourth Amendment, that law is automatically null and void, and I don't have to listen to what you say. And the cops will come back and say, well, do what I say because I've got a gun, at which point you say, hey, that's just what the criminals are saying. You know? So the only difference between you and the criminals is you've got a uniform and a badge, and they do not.
Yes, Mike. Well, thank you so much for letting me vent here.
Well, thank you for venting, because it helps fill up the time on this radio show, and it's all really good stuff. So, Steve, we're going to let you go, and I know we've got another caller, but I'm going to hold until after the commercial break. Little news headline that came out earlier today, the FBI is now warning the New World Order conspiracy theorists are planning violence and terrorist attacks. So if you are somebody who is studying the New World Order, the FBI is after you because you're planning bad things. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, and hello and welcome back to John Stadtmiller's show. And I'm not John Stadtmiller. My name is Michael Rivero, and we're going to go back to the phones. Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thank you very much for taking my call. I don't know how true it is, but I had heard that cop down in Florida stole the watch. His radar gun and his cruiser wasn't working properly, so I think he needed a better watch just to, speed trap.
Well, he's probably worried about the radar gun making him ill. That's the big reason why police departments are switching to the laser systems, is that the intense strength of the radar signal coming out of the gun was actually causing some medical problems for the police officers.
Yeah, and how many years did these guys use these guns on all the time and not realizing that, you know?
Well, part of it is that it was originally thought radio waves weren't going to cause any damage unless the energy was sufficient enough to break molecular bounds, bonds, rather. That was the rationale behind these millimeter wave scanners at the airport. But there's a new phenomenon that's been recognized called molecular resonance, where the radio energy can't break the molecule then and there, but it can start it shaking, and the shaking can build and build until the molecule starts suffering damage, like the Galloping Gertie Bridge up at the Tacoma Narrows in Washington. And the same thing happens at the molecular level under bombardment by radio waves, and it's only a recently recognized phenomenon.
Sort of like that, what the X-ray scanners at the airports is doing to people.
Well, that's ionizing radiation, and that's always been known to be a problem. And every time I talk to somebody at the TSA about, you know, oh, they're safe, the government says they're safe. Well, you know, back in the 1940s, the government said those shoe store fluoroscopes were perfectly safe. The Surgeon General actually put out an educational film on the best way to use these fluoroscopes to make sure that your shoes fit comfortably so you could stand on your feet at the factory all day without complaint. And then in the 1960s, all the shoe store salesmen started falling over dead from cancer, and it still took until 1985 to get all of these things out of the shoe stores.
Well, that's what I'm getting at, is, you know what, they put this stuff out to the public, and then all of a sudden they're going to test it, and then they're going to find out 20 years later how dangerous or bad it is. Sort of like GMO and fluoride in the water and everything else like that.
Well, you know, the American people, we're just guinea pigs for Monsanto to test things on, for pharmaceutical companies to test things on, and they will. They'll put it out there and say, well, we think it's safe, and oh, it isn't, all right, we'll recall it, we'll pay off the families of the people who died, and, you know, we'll be on to our next product. And it's a very disrespectful attitude toward the general population that you see them as a test population rather than as your fellow human beings.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, thanks again, man. You're doing a great job. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to, I think it's Steve in California, or was that just Steve we talked to? No, it's Steve in California. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. When Obama was talking about executive order signing for the increase in the minimum wage, I sat down and did a little bit of simple math here, and at 725, I did a scenario of a family, you know, or even one individual, 725 an hour, versus the 10-10 an hour. And what you do, you get a gross income, a yearly income of $15,080. That's just gross. No taxes taken out yet. So if that's for a family of one or a family of four, you're still in a poverty range. Then if you go in the second scenario, the 10-10 an hour, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year, you come up with $21,008, which is still a gross income and taxes have not been taken out yet. You are still in the poverty range on both those scenarios, where both families will still be requiring government assistance.
Well, the government wants us all dependent on them because they're running ad campaigns for people to come in and get on food stamps, because if you're dependent on that government to eat the next day, you're not going to stand up against policies you don't approve of. That's what dependency is used for. Enforced dependency is a form of slavery. Now, as far as Obama's executive order is concerned, first of all, I think working Americans need to have a lot more money, if for no other reason than this economic pyramid that rests on the American worker is going to collapse unless somebody starts shoveling the money back down to the bottom so that people can go to the stores and buy the products and pay their bills and pay their credit cards. Otherwise, it's all going to come crashing down. But Obama's executive order is only binding on the federal government and doesn't affect the state governments or private enterprise. They're immune from the executive orders. And I don't know how many people are working for the federal government already at minimum wage, which means this executive order is pure political show for the November elections and isn't really going to change hardly anybody's life.
Yeah, I don't know anybody in government wages that would make $10.10 an hour. They're way above that.
Yeah, most government people are paid between 1.5 to double what the identical job in the private sector would pay. And that's another way that the federal government buys the loyalty of their own employees, because they don't want to lose the government job and have to go out and do the same job out in the real world, because they'll only be making half the money.
Right. Thanks, Michael.
All right, we're going to switch over to David in Boston. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Hey, Michael, could I say a few words about Madam Dominatrix Hillary Rodham Clinton?
Be my guest.
Okay, well, she was here in Boston last week, and she addressed a woman at Simmons College. It's a woman's college here in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And, you know, I don't know, I guess it's a little premature for a graduation speech or whatever, but anyway, she addressed them, and I'm paraphrasing now, Michael, but she said, but it's a pretty accurate paraphrase. She said that women nowadays, and this generation of women, are under enormous pressure. And, of course, that's true. We're all under pressure, Michael, so I have no problem with that. But then she went on to say, you know, they're under enormous pressure, and they're expected to be perfect. They're under enormous stress and pressure to be perfect. And then she went on to say, as usual, engendering her gender hate, Michael. She engenders gender hate everywhere she goes. Then she went on to say, and, you know, all us women, we all know that only men are perfect. And then she said, if you don't believe me, just ask them, and they'll tell you. And but you know, Michael, let's look at the man that Hillary Rodham Clinton, or as I say, Madam Dominatrix Hillary Rodham Clinton, chose to marry. Let's look at the man that she chose to choose as a husband to be the father of her children. This guy, Bill Clinton, he's the biggest male chauvinist pig that has come down the pike in ages. When he was governor of Arkansas, he used to use the Arkansas State Police. When he'd give an address in Arkansas, his eyes would roll the audience.
Okay, and David, I need to cut the diatribe. We're coming from a commercial break here. You know, Hillary and Bill got together because they were both opportunists, and they both saw the other one as being a partner that could assist them to the heights of power, which certainly worked. And as much as it nauseates me to say this, I'm actually in agreement with Hillary on the idea that there are unrealistic levels of perfection placed on women regarding their appearance, and it's all marketing to get them to buy the latest fashions and cosmetics and makeup. And, you know, it hurts me to say this, but on this one issue, I'm actually in agreement with Hillary. And you're right, she is using that issue, which is valid. She's pounding the issue of gender identity, because going into November and going into the 2016 elections, they're going to be playing the same game of divide and conquer, the women against the men, the blacks against the white, the young against the old, because those are the issues they can campaign on, because they don't dare go near the economy or the wars or the collapsing infrastructure or any of those other real issues that affect all Americans. So they gin up these little fringe issues and try and split people up and get their offices that way. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super for winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in.
And hello and welcome back to the National Intel Report. And I'm not John Stadmiller, I'm Michael Rivero. And I believe the phone lines are absolutely empty right now. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on over in the Ukraine, because the war lovers, the people who have orgasms when they see large explosions throwing bodies across the sky, they are really working very hard to take this situation in Ukraine, which was created by the United States covert overthrow of the elected government in Kiev, and turn it into an excuse to try and get a state of war with Russia. And the real goal here, this isn't the United States against Russia and or China. This is the Federal Reserve against the Russian ruble and the Chinese yuan. Because ever since the end of World War II, Wall Street has made a huge amount of money off of this little scam called Bretton Woods, in which in order to conduct trade or banking across international borders, all of the nations who signed the Bretton Woods Agreement had to first come to the United States and acquire U.S. dollars, either by trading manufactured goods, borrowing them at interest, or trading something else of value. And the U.S. financial system gets a piece of the action of all global commerce by this device. And countries are now starting to basically break away from Bretton Woods. The dollar is unreliable. It's untrustworthy. And the U.S. has gone out to literally force nations back onto dependence on the dollar to keep their little piece of the action going. I'll give you two examples. Back in 2002, Saddam Hussein got permission from the United Nations to sell Iraq's oil for the euro. 1 year later, the United States invades under the now recognized lie that Saddam had nuclear weapons of mass destruction. They kill Saddam, and Iraq's oil is back on the world market, but only for the U.S. dollar. Down in Libya, Muammar Gaddafi got rid of their private central bank, and he set up a state central bank and a value-based currency, the gold dinar. And then he announced to the world that anybody who wanted to buy Libya's oil had to pay for it in the gold dinar. The U.S. invades, Gaddafi is killed, the state central bank is torn down, a privately owned central bank put in its place, and the gold that was going to go back, the gold dinar, nobody knows where that went. And Libya's oil is back on the world market for sale, but only for the U.S. dollar. The reason the U.S. has been trying to overthrow Venezuela since the time of Hugo Chavez is Venezuela has a bad habit of selling their oil to China directly for the yuan without going through the U.S. dollar. So the U.S. dollar doesn't get their piece of the action. It's like a giant mafia operation. The entire U.S. economy has been propped up and supported for the last half century on a piece of the action of everybody else's commerce. And that's what this war is really all about. This war is all about just which particular brand of paper and ink the world will use for the next 100 years. That's what it's really all about. Now, interestingly enough, we're starting to see the corporate media in Europe, not here in the United States, but in Europe, they're starting to basically stand up to the propaganda. And there was a very revealing article in the UK Guardian headlined, "It's not Russia that pushed Ukraine to the brink of war." And they basically go back and say, yeah, this all began 2 months ago when Ukraine's elected president Yanukovych decided he did not want to merge with the European Union and instead wanted to merge with Russia, which offered him a more attractive deal. And at that point, all of these covert front groups like Canvas and USAID poured into Kiev, kicked up all these riots, took over the government buildings, and forced the elected government from power by force. And remember what the U.S. was saying back then? Oh, the people taking over government buildings, that's democracy. You shouldn't be you shouldn't use force against your own people. They're expressing the will and so forth and so on. Now, here we are 2 months later. The junta in Kiev is losing control of the eastern Ukraine. And what is the U.S. saying? Oh, those people in eastern Ukraine seizing government buildings, they're terrorists, and the government of Kiev has to crush them down militarily. And it's basically the U.S. tried to overthrow the government of Ukraine, assumed the people of Ukraine would just follow the new government like they followed the old one, and it didn't work. Because the world understands this is what the United States has been doing all along. Since the end of World War II, the United States government has tried to covertly overthrow the government of 56 nations, succeeding 25 times. Two well-known examples are Iran in 1953, where the U.S. overthrew the elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh and imposed the Shah, and Chile in 1973, where the U.S. government overthrew the elected government of Salvador Allende and imposed the dictator Pinochet. More recently, the U.S. tried a new coup d'etat in Iran in 2009. That one pretty much fell flat on its face. And now they've done it again in Ukraine, and it's just, they hoisted with their own petard on that one. We're going to grab a phone call. Danny in South Carolina. Aloha, Danny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I want to drop back to what you were talking about earlier about this phenomenon of funicular resonance. Back
yes.
in... the round that turned the century, 2005 or 6, A German doctors group called the Freiburg Appeal sent a open letter to Obama and to the Congress of the U.S. Actually, let me fast forward. It was more like 2008 or 9, but I'm sorry about the dates. Anyway, the result was, I think you probably know this, the rollout of digital TV was delayed in this country for a while for unspecified reasons. Anyway, Freiburg Appeal asked the German government and Obama and the American people to launch a research program that would have to be in scope so large that only governments could afford to do it, to study the effects of cell phones and DTV and all this new digital modulation. The research was never funded by the government, but it did continue. Now we have the reports that certain types of EMF, certain types of modulation, compromise the blood-brain barrier in monkeys and rabbits. Now, you might say to yourself, well, so what? The answer is because with the proliferation of antipsychotic drugs, with psychoactive medications in the market, now it is appears as though the amount of various chemicals that makes it through to the brains of the patients is much higher than what they measured in the earlier studies because of compromises to the blood-brain barrier. So if you recall the old joke back in the 80s and 90s about the Coca-Cola and cell phones being a mind control game,
I remember the joke, yes.
There's more to that than meets the eye, Michael.
Okay, Danny, let me get a few words in here. First of all, there's no mystery about why digital TV was delayed coming to the United States of America. And a lot of people were very unhappy about that because it was all over Japan. High def was there. High def was in Europe. The issue in the United States is there were two competing systems of high definition broadcast. And there was a huge fight between the various companies who had declared the standards because whoever standard was adopted would make a lot of money off of licensing fees.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I know what you're talking about, HVSB versus COFDM. I'm talking about the actual rollout. After the transmitters were installed and they had been operating for years on a test basis, the sunset day for NTSC is what I'm talking about. When we were all supposed to turn off our NTSC TVs and switch over to HVSB. So, yes, I'm talking about a different delay here.
Okay, well, I misunderstood the delay that you were talking about. As I recall, the delay on the NTSC issue was the fact that people were not buying the new digital over-air broadcast TVs rapidly enough. And there was a concern that when the analog NTSC signals ceased, that a lot of people would be cut off from that daily dose of advertising, and the advertising agencies were very concerned about that.
That was the official story, yes.
Yeah.
In fact, the delay was only a few months.
People came out with adapter box. I mean, it's never worked here in Hawaii. I mean, I have one of these little digital capable TV sets, and I bought it because when I was working on Lost, the Panaflex cameras have a little video transmitter in them, so you can see what the camera sees without having your eye on the eyepiece. And for my visual effects work, I needed to have this. And it worked fine on Lost, but I've never been able to pull in any of the local Honolulu over-air digital stations. It's not a very good standard. We're all on cable anyway, and of course the advantage of cable and landline is the amount of EMF radiations are considerably lower, and of course the flat panel screens do not put out anywhere near the kind of electromagnetic radiation that you would see from the old cathode ray tube sets. Danny, I'm going to have to let you go. We're coming up on a commercial break. I know we've got another caller waiting, Dave in New York, and Dave, I'm going to come back to you right after we do these words of our sponsors, and then I want to get back to the situation in Ukraine and this insane rush further into World War III. We're already in World War III. They're just trying to amp it up a bit. We'll be right back.
When I get there, I'm learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up must come down.
you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
And hello and welcome back to the John Stadmiller National Intel Report program. And again, John is have to be away from the microphone today because John, as you know, is not just an on-air host. He is the boss of all bosses, and right now he's just working very, very hard to build Republic Broadcasting, to get new affiliates, to basically get out there. We have to grow. We have to grow because right now the nation is in the middle of a huge, huge challenge. We're in a crisis right now between an economy on the verge of collapse and a government that's dedicated to starting a world war to distract us from it all because, hey, it worked before. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008. We're already technically in World War III. They're just waiting for a really big bang that says, yes, we're really at war out there. I know we have a caller on the line, and unfortunately the name and location scrolled off the top, but whoever you are, Mr. Anonymous, welcome to the show, and what's on your mind?
Hi, this is Mike Sertez from New York.
Okay, what can I do for you?
I was reading a report that they mentioned that right now is considered the lowest point of home ownership in, I think, about 19 years.
Yeah, I read the same report.
Right, and just a little background. I'm in New York now, but I was previously living down in Georgia, and I ended up having to foreclose on the house. But what I noticed is that once all the foreclosures in the area happened, the school board started complaining that they weren't getting enough revenue, and then they were looking to have the residents raise their real estate taxes because of all of the empty houses that had developed because of the housing crash.
Mm-hmm.
But what I don't understand is that if the bank repossesses the house, why aren't they required to continue paying on these real estate taxes for houses that they now currently own?
Tax the bankers? Are you mad, man? It's just not done.
It sounds crazy, but the thing is that it actually affects all of the. You know, if I own the house and I'm required to pay taxes on the land, but now the bank owns the house, shouldn't they be required to pay taxes on the same
land? They should be, but they aren't. And it is a big problem because as the banks take over all of these houses, often fraudulently, they're not paying the taxes. They're not keeping the properties up. In the case of where they have repossessed condos, they're not paying the homeowners association fees. And it is a cascading effect. Now, common sense would tell you that if home ownership is in decline under the normal economic model of supply and demand, prices should be going down. But there's a problem. The banks can't let housing prices go down because then more and more Americans' mortgages would go underwater and you would see more and more voluntary defaults. So they're having to artificially prop up housing prices by keeping this ghost inventory of homes off the market. Local governments don't want housing prices to go down because their property taxes are calculated based as a percentage of the assessed value. The government and the bankers have a very strong motive to keep housing prices as sky high as they can, because if you were able to buy a house and pay it off in 5 years like a car, after you've paid it off, you are of no more use to those bankers, that they can't stand that. Their goal is for you to spend your entire life working and turning over that work product to the bankers in exchange for that ink and paper stuff that they created out of thin air.
But aren't the local governments, the local and state governments, being hurt the most because of this? Because the minute that a booming neighborhood that was let's say 95% occupied, and all of a sudden now because of this crash, now it's 50% occupied, so now you've lost close to 50% of your tax base.
Yeah, it is hurting the local governments. Their tax revenues are down, and their first response is to raise the rates, to take the dwindling number of people still living in the neighborhood and make them pay more. And that just accelerates the exodus of people out of those neighborhoods. Raising taxes sounds really good. It's not a very good solution. In fact, Toyota just is closing their big automotive plant out in California. They're going to relocate the business to Texas because they just can't deal with the taxes and the regulatory compliance any longer.
It would make more sense for the local governments to actually push the residents, at least to inform the residents, of trying to change that law. If there is a law in the books that says the banks are exempt from paying property taxes once they own the property, because at that point, all the residents, whether it be through raising of your taxes, through loss of services, through municipal services being cut, police, sheriff, all that other stuff being cut, it hurts everybody. So I think that should be an issue that local governments, or at least local politicians, should address, or at least the city council should address, or at least people have give the people some.
Well, I think the rationalization or the justification for this is the idea that the bank is not actually in residence on the property and is therefore not using the police, the fire, the ambulance, the schools. And I think that's the excuse usually given for why the banks don't have to pay property tax on these foreclosed properties. And again, they're not maintaining them. A lot of these foreclosed homes are being victimized by metal thieves. But again, from the banker's point of view, that's actually a good thing because there's a glut of foreclosed houses and they need to get rid of them in order to artificially sustain housing prices. In fact, there was even a very serious consideration given to a plan. This was right after the mortgage-backed security fraud collapsed in 2008. They were talking about just simply bulldozing foreclosed homes to keep them off the market, lest they drag prices down. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to get on back here talking about what's going on in Ukraine, and I need to basically hit a couple of high points here. The junta in Kiev has announced that tomorrow, May 2nd, they're going to start a military operation into the southeastern part of Ukraine to take back the government buildings held by the pro-autonomy movement. Now, how much the army is going to be willing to go along with deploying military force against their own people remains to be seen. But the instant Kiev does this, it's going to do two things. One, world opinion will turn against the junta in Kiev because we've all been told that when a government is using military force against their own people, that is an evil, bad government. The second aspect is because of that very fact. If the U.S. is encouraging Kiev to use military force against their own people, it literally delegitimizes the U.S. campaign in Syria because the entire excuse for the U.S. to be intervening in Syria is that evil old Bashar al-Assad is using military weapons against his people. And we've reached a point where the hypocrisy of the United States is on full display to the world, and the world is taking note, whether it's this double standard of bad for government to use military force on their people in Syria versus good for government to use military force on their people in Ukraine, or just this double standard over the 2 months of the Ukrainian crisis that when this was starting, people occupying government buildings was pro-democracy and you shouldn't attack them, and now it's people occupying government buildings, they're terrorists and you should shoot them. And the U.S., I think, seems to be writing their foreign policy with a dartboard these days, and the world is pretty much noticing it. Now, as you probably have heard, the IMF has approved a loan to Ukraine to pay their Gazprom bill. This doesn't really solve the problem for Ukraine. It's just changing who they owe the money to. The IMF is not giving Ukraine enough to bring the Gazprom bill up to date. And Ukraine has already announced they're going to pay for the gas that they bought at the previous discounted rate that Russia had with the previous elected government. But Russia's under no obligation to continue the discount. This is just another way of trying to make it look like this is all Russia causing the trouble. Here is the kicker, and you need to pay attention to this. This was being reported at Zero Hedge and a lot of other places. The IMF has made this loan to the junta in Kiev conditional on militarily suppressing the independence movement in eastern Ukraine. So here we have the IMF, a bunch of bankers, ordering the government of Ukraine to militarily attack their own people. If you have not read my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, you need to go and read that because this absolutely shows what I've been talking about all along. These wars are started by and are for the profit of the private central bankers. And keep that in mind when you start hearing about how the IMF is going to loan more money to those people in Ukraine, but only if the government in Kiev starts attacking and killing anybody in Ukraine that doesn't want to be a slave for the rest of their lives to a private central bank. That's what's really going on over there. Needless to say, the price of gas to the Ukrainian people has gone right through the roof, because when you have governments overthrowing other governments and getting ready to make war, the people have to be made to pay for everything. Going to take a break for our top of the hour segment. Back with the last hour of our program after these few words.
Stay home.